Stephenson University and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Mustangs Basketball. This multimedia broadcast is available online and on your mobile device and is powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stephenson University. Now, let's go to the hardwood. This is Mustangs Basketball.
We welcome you to Montclair, New Jersey, on the campus of Montclair State University as we bring you the Division III Women's Basketball NCAA Tournament second round game between the Stephenson Mustangs and the Montclair State Redhawks. Hello, everyone. Rob Dawson here. We welcome you on this Saturday afternoon in the evening. Last time out, the Stephenson Mustangs won their first round game yesterday against the Williams Eve, 67-55. For a while, it looked like the Mustangs would not be playing today. The shooting woes that plagued them in the Commonwealth Conference Championship plagued them again in the first several minutes of the game. They missed their first seven shots. They were down 22-6 to Williams in the first half, their largest deficit of the season. But then the shots started to fall and the defense held steady. Ty Bender scored 10 of Stephenson's first 18 points, and then Sarah Tarbert started to heat up. Williams had a 10-point lead in the middle of the second half, but then the Mustangs closed the game on a 22-4 run. They were down 51-45 with 9 minutes left, and they won by 12. Tarbert finished with 24 points, 12 rebounds. Ty Bender put up center-like numbers again, 16 points, 10 rebounds, and the Mustangs advanced to today. Their opponent, the Montclair State Redhawks. They beat the Regis Pride last night in their NCAA tournament first-round game, 78-45. Not much to say other than it was complete domination in the team's third straight meeting in the NCAA tournament first round. The two stars for the Red Hawks were stars again for them. Melissa Toby got her 16th career double-double with 22 points and 10 rebounds. And Janitza Aquino put in 14 more. And the key consideration is that Montclair State was able to rest a lot of legs in the second half. Not one player on the roster played more than 21 minutes. Well, the Mustangs have wanted to measure themselves against the best. And what a test they have tonight against a top 10 nationally ranked team in the Montclair State Red Hawks. One thing is for sure, the Red Hawks have lulls in their offense, but not for very long, and they like to score in bunches. Stephenson is hoping they could come out of the gate quicker and keep this hometown crowd quiet as much as possible. Coming up next, we'll take a look at our tail of the tape and our players to watch. It's game number 28 of the season and number 4 of the postseason between the Stephenson Mustangs and the Montclair State Red Hawks in the second round of the NCAA tournament. A Sweet 16 berth on the line. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Mustangs Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Got me dancing right out of my shoes. Tell you go. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just for the fun of it. Ooh, delicious crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University. It's the NCAA Tournament second round game here between the Stephenson Mustangs and the Montclair State Red Hawks. Let's take a look at our tell of the tape between these two teams. And the one thing these teams have in common is defense. Stephenson gives up an average of 53 points a game. Montclair State an average of 51 points a game. Both finished in that category first in their respective conferences. Stephenson gives up about 36% from the field, 29% from beyond the arc. Montclair State only gives up 23% shooting beyond the arc, and Stephenson gives up about 29%. We take a look at our players to watch. Sarah Tarbert, 6'1", sophomore forward, 16 double-doubles. Commonwealth Conference first team, 24 points and 12 rebounds in the last game. What a performance for her. And then on the Montclair State side, Melissa Toby. Sobeys, 6'1 senior forward, 16 points a game averages. She's got 16 double-doubles as well. We'll be back after the national anthem. It is the second round of the NCAA tournament. The starting lineups are next, and we'll talk more about this matchup after the break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pre-Game Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Montclair State University Trumpet Trio with the national anthem as we get set here for basketball. It is the NCAA tournament second round, a Friday-Saturday weekend set up with the right to go to next weekend, next Friday and Saturday. Rob Dawson on hand here on SFMSports.net. We thank you for joining us here. Our broadcast position different from yesterday. We are at center court across the way from the scorer's table. We have fans on both sides of us here. But it should be a great atmosphere for today's game, especially with Stevenson playing the host. Stevenson in the road green uniforms today. They were in the white last time out, but they are the number two ranked team in the Montclair, New Jersey regional. So Stevenson is in the road green today. They're in the road green uniforms with the white numbers and the black outline around the numbers and a green and white design down the side of the jerseys, and they have green shoes, very neon green soles on them. So Stevenson, of course, in the green will be moving from right to left to start things off from our position, and Montclair State in the home white uniforms with the red numbers on the front and back, red hawks across the front, white jerseys, white shorts, and they have the red, silver, and white design down the side of the jersey and shorts. They have red and white trim. They'll be moving from left to right. Starters for Stevenson. It'll be Ty Benner, number 23, a guard. Kaylee Guzek, a guard, number 4. Kiara Harmon, a guard, number 12. Sarah Tarbert underneath at center, number 31. And Kayla Kelly, the senior guard, number 15. For Montclair State, their starting lineup consists of number 22, Melissa Toby. And we'll get the other starters as they turn their backs to us. Number 34, Sage Bennett. Number 11, Katie Sire. Number 14, Kate Toby. And number 15, Janitza Aquino. This has been quite a series of years for Montclair State. They are won the conference, the New Jersey Athletic Conference is what they've been in for the third year in a row. They scooped up Coach of the Year for Karen Harvey and then Player of the Year for the third time in a row in Melissa Toby. So the Toby sisters, both from Elizabeth, New Jersey, Roselle Catholic, they'll be tangling with Sarah Tarbert and the Stevenson Mustangs again. It'll be interesting to see what kind of start each team has. As the Mustangs get to the court and Montclair State breaks their huddle, we are ready for basketball here. So nice of you to join us. It'll be Sarah Tarbert and Melissa Toby at center court. The NCAA tournament second round is underway. Here's the tip. It is up and controlled by Montclair State quickly. Kate Tobey will bring the ball up and set the Red Hawks offense on their first possession. Up to the top of the arc is Sage Bennett. Now over to Kate Sire. And now Sire had the pass deflected and then once again picked up by Bennett. 10 on the shot clock. Bennett looking for a cutting help and stolen away by the Mustangs, Kiara Harmon. And now here come the Mustangs on their first possession. 19:30 left to go in the first half. We're scoreless. Here's Guzek now. Guzek using the baseline, trying to feed it across the way, and it's a kickball out of bounds on Montclair State. Good news, that would have been a steal otherwise, and it will be Stevenson Ball with 21 in the shot clock. 19:28 left to go in the first half. Here's Kelly in inbound underneath the basket. Kelly looking for help in the inbound, throwing it into Tarbert, and now the Mustangs will control. Bender at the top of the arc. Bender over to Kaylee Guzek. Now bounce pass to Tarbert. Tarbert at the foul line. Tarbert cross court to Bender. 8 on the shot clock. Now Bender looking in. Harmon moving. Now Bender's going to take it herself. Dribble it all the way up and in. And the Mustangs are on the board first. 2-0. You hear the student section that's come in. Hear the herd. They're wearing the shirts again. 19 minutes left to go in the first half. Stevenson has a 2-0 lead. So now here's Tobey bringing it up across half court. Bender on her. Tried to feed it inside. She does to Sire. And now cross court to Bennett. Bennett able to get her way through the lane. Shot no good. Rebound picked up by the Mustangs. Now here's Kaylee Guzek. She wants to run. Guzek almost lost the ball, but controls it. Pass off to Bender. 18:38 left to go in the first half. Stevenson has a 2-0 lead. So now here is Bender setting up the offense. Bounce pass into Harmon. Harmon dishes off to Ty Bender. Bender right in front of the Montclair State bench. Inside to Sarah Tarbert, shot no good. Rebound picked up by the Red Hawks. That was Katie Sire with the rebound. And Sire will bring it up. Up to the three-point line. Kicks it out into the wing. Melissa Tobey kicks it out to the top to her sister, Kate Tobey. Tobey, no-look pass to Bennett. Shot is good. And we have a tie ball game at 2. 18:06 left to go. And Bender looking for some help against the Montclair State pressure. Now here's Bender bringing it up. Kate Tobey on her. Bender up to Guzek. Pass deflected out of bounds, and it will be Stevenson Ball. So 17:56 left to go in the first half. We're tied at 2. Mustangs got to think in 4-minute increments. We use media timeouts here in the NCAA tournament in Division III. So, and now we're going to have a referee's timeout as it looks like there's some blood perhaps on Kate Tobey on her shoulder. So the Mustangs will gather, try and talk a little strategy here while they have a second. So there's a stoppage in play. 17:56 left to go in the first half. We are tied at 2. So now substitution, Kayla Sabalos into the game. So the Mustangs will inbound right off of our broadcast position right in front of the stands. Guzek to inbound to Harmon. 17:54 left to go in the first half. Here's Bender. Bender facing a double team. Faces to Harmon. Now to Kelly. Kelly over to Guzek. Cross court. 3 in the corner. No good. Off the back iron. Guzek rushes in. Gets her own rebound. Guzek out to Bender at the top of the arc. New shot clock for the Mustangs. 25 on the shot clock. Here's Bender. Bender to Harmon. Deep 2. No good. Off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Sabalos. Now Sabalos will have to bring it up. And now Guzek on her. Sabalos behind the back dribble to shake the defender. Pass up to Sire. 17:20 left to go in the first half. Montclair State with the ball. Now here's Bennett at the top of the arc. Passes off to Janitza Aquino. Aquino driving. Block. Contact. Offensive foul. And the Mustangs bench is pumped. That's what the Mustangs need against the second best player on Montclair State. Foul on Aquino. That's her first. That's the first foul of the game and the first team foul for the Red Hawks. 17:13 left to go in the first half. We are tied at 2. Guzek over to Tarbert and to Bender. Bender looking to get it across half court. They get it to Tarbert. Tarbert dribbling. Almost lost the handle. Tarbert, a lot of contact on her. She dishes to Guzek cross court. Long 2, no good. Rebound by Sire. 16:57 left to go in the first half. Quickly up the court is Kate Tobey. Shot leaner, no good. Rebound by Harmon. And now here come the Mustangs running again. 16:48 left to go in the first half. Bender, giddy up. Kicks out to Guzek. Now to Harmon at the top of the arc. Harmon now passes off to Bender. 16 on the shot clock. Bender directing the offense. Now pass off to Guzek. Now to Harmon. Bounce pass inside to Kelly. Kelly battling. Now we got a jump ball on the court. And possession arrow is going to go towards the Mustangs. So 16:33 left to go. In the first half, we are tied at 2. 10 seconds on the shot clock. This is the style of the game that the Mustangs absolutely love. So now here is Kelly. Kelly looking to inbound. Inbounds it to Guzek. Guzek thought about a three. Now to Harmon. 7 on the shot clock. Bender looking at the shot clock. Almost traveled past to Kelly. Actually ball tipped out of bounds. So now turnover for the Mustangs. 16:26 left to go. And we are still tied at 2. So now here is Toby all the way up the court to Bennett. Pass deflected, stolen by the Mustangs. Here's Guzek. Guzek will rush the ball up, and the pass picked up by Melissa Toby. Toby, 1-on-2. Toby driving, foul on the way up. No basket, but Toby's going to go to the line. That's Melissa Toby. Toby's sisters are on the court at the same time. So the foul is going to be Stevenson's first in the game. And the first foul for Ty Bender. So 16:10 left to go in the first half. And now Toby to the line. First free throw on the way is good for a player that's approaching the 2,000-point career scoring mark. Toby very close, under 50 points. And Toby, a 76% free throw shooter, sinks the first one. Now second one on the way is good. And it's Montclair State 4, Stevenson 2. So here's Guzek to inbound. Finds Tarbert. Tarbert with the pressure getting to her. Now pass to Harmon. Now a loose ball on the ground. Harmon throws it up in the air and it's loose. And Montclair State has possession. Now here's Bennett. Now over cross court to Toby. Toby back to Bennett. Shot is no good. Rebound underneath. Foul on the rebound on Stevenson. The rebound by Katie Sire. So 15:53 left to go in the first half. We got a foul coming on the Mustangs. It will be Kaylee Guzek. So 4-2 Montclair State with the lead, and we will take our first media timeout of the game. Montclair State 4, Stevenson 2, 15:53 left to go in the first half. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up. I'm loving the switch up, switch up, switch up, switch up. I'm loving the switch up, switch up, switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with a whole new way to order. Now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish Sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get 2 for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase. Posted on menu board.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University. 15:53 left to go in the first half. 4-2 Red Hawks in front, and they will inbound underneath the basket that they're shooting at. Here's the inbound pass to Bennett. Bennett now looking for Aquino. Now back up to the top of the arc, and Kate Toby has it. Now Toby over to Bennett. Finds underneath Kate Toby again, and Toby lays it up and in. 6-2. Mustangs struggling with the pressure a little bit. Tarbert to Bender. And now Bender trying to feed underneath. Caitlin Roy into the game. Roy fakes. Shoots. No good. Loose ball. And still loose on the rebound. Bender's got it right by the sideline. And now over to Guzek. Guzek in trouble. And she stepped over the half-court line. And I think Coach Jackie Boswell was signaling for a timeout and it wasn't recognized. So 15:15 left to go in the first half. 6-2, Red Hawks have the lead. So Red Hawks up by 4. Kate Toby to inbound. So now here is Bennett. Bennett in the corner. Bennett looking for Sire at the top. And now Sire brings it back out to Janitza Aquino, who will reset the offense with 13 on the shot clock. Here's Aquino. Now weaving her way through, finds an opening, lays it up and in off the glass, dragging the defense to one side and laying it up and in. Aquino has two. So now here's Tarbert looking for help on pressure. And to Guzek. Guzek trying to get it up. They need to get it up fast. Now with 2 seconds left to spare, Kara Herman's got it cross court to Ty Bender. Bender at the top of the arc. Bender to Guzek. Guzek in the corner. Bounce pass inside to Tarbert. Tarbert meeting a double team. Tarbert back to Harmon. Elbow jumper. No good. And rebound picked up by Sire. So now here's Sire across half court. 14-16 left to go. Now brings it up to Kate Toby, the 5'11 freshman guard from Montclair State. So now pass off to Sire. 16 on the shot clock. Now to Bennett at the top of the arc. Bennett dribbling, driving. Now will look for a kick out. Passes out to Aquino. Aquino of deep three, short, rebound by Harmon. Now here's Bender. Bender all the way up to Tarbert. Tarbert hesitates. Shot is good off the glass. And Sarah Tarbert's on the board. It's 8-4 Montclair State. 13:47 left to go in the first half. So now here is Kate Toby. Cross half court. Toby and kicked by Kiara Harmon. And that stalls the offense. And now we got fresh substitutions coming in. Kayla Kelly, Amani Sanders, Stephanie Martinez into the game. Coming out is Toby and Bennett as well for Montclair State. So new players in for the Red Hawks. That includes number 23, Taylor Harmon. And Sabalos is back in the game. Now Aquino, inbounds to Sabalos. Sabalos driving, shot is good. Lay-in is good, 10-4. Montclair State up by 6. And now Stephanie Martinez brings the ball up. And Martinez, crossover dribble, looking for some help. Martinez trapped by a double team. Now to Sanders. Sanders trapped by a double team. And a 10-second call. They ran out of time to get it across half court. 10-4, Montclair State, and they will bring it up by the scorer's table. So that is Katie Sire. So now Sire with Martinez on Aquino. And now here is Aquino at the top of the arc. Using a screen. And now she meets trouble at a double team. Pass up to the open. Sabalos three. No good. Rebound. Wrestled. And it will be Montclair State ball. So now the official needed help underneath the baseline. And they said it was Montclair State ball. 13:07 left to go in the first half. 10-4, Montclair State with the lead. So they will inbound with a fresh 30. So now here is the inbound to Sabalos on the wing. Sabalos with Sanders on her on the perimeter. 13 minutes left to go in the first half. Red Hawks up by 6. So here's Sabalos directing the offense. Sabalos pass over to Sire on the wing. Now back to Toby. That's Melissa Toby. Now pulls up for a jumper. It's good. Melissa Toby so lethal like that. 12-4. And now more pressure coming from the Red Hawks. Here's Kelly to Tarbert looking for help. To Kelly. Now they get it up to Martinez. Martinez runs into a brick wall. Melissa Toby steals it right away. So now here's Toby. No look pass. In the corner, Aquino with the three. And Coach Jackie Basel is going to call a 30-second timeout. We are back here, and we had experienced a power outage. The good thing is this is going into a timeout, so you didn't miss anything. It was a 30-second timeout called by Coach Jackie Boswell, so 12:29 left to go in the first half. 15-4 our score between Montclair State and Stevenson. We hope we have addressed the power issue, so we hope we don't have any outages here. So now here's Martinez. Martinez up to Kelly, and the Mustangs beat the press. Here's Kelly, crossover dribble, driving, triple team, shot blocked, and rebound picked up by Aquino. So now here is Melissa Toby. Now to Sabalos. Now back up to the top of the arc is Aquino. So now here is Sabalos, and now almost a backcourt violation, 16 left on the shot clock. And now we got a traveling call on Montclair State, so it's a turnover. And now it'll be Stevenson ball. So we are, let's see if we are still connected here. We are. And just wanted to double check that. We should be coming through here. So 12:02 left to go in the first half, 15-4. Now up to Caitlin Roy. So Roy dribbling underneath the basket, kicks out to Tarbert. Now to Martinez. Martinez at the top of the arc. Now to Sarah Tarbert, now to Sanders, now to Kelly, now to Martinez. Martinez faked the three, now drives. Martinez, shot, air ball. Rebound picked up by Montclair State. And now, long pass, tipped and stolen by Kayla Kelly. Now we're back the other way. Here's Kelly to bounce pass to Martinez. Martinez, bounce pass to Roy. Roy, battling her way through. She stepped on the end line out of bounds. So turnover by the Mustangs, 11:29 left to go in the first half, 15-4. Substitutions coming back on. You'll be seeing a lot of those substitutions throughout. 15-4 our score. And now loose ball stolen. Bender lays it up and in. 15-6 Montclair State. And now a traveling call. Actually, no, they're going to call it a player control foul on Melissa Toby. So that's good news for the Mustangs again. So 15-6, 11:17 left to go in the first half. 15-6, Montclair State up by 9. So now Guzek inbounds to Bender. Bender now will set up the offense. 11:10 left to go in the first half. Bender now over to Kayla Kelly. Kelly at the top of the arc. Now Kelly over to Harmon. 13 on the shot clock. Harmon spinning her way through. Almost lost a handle. Now she does. And now it's a 2-on-1. And now here is Kate Toby. And score the goal and the foul. So Montclair State driving. And we got a 17-6 lead for Montclair State. And now we got a second personal coming on Ty Bender. So that is team foul number 3. That is not good news with 10:53 left to go in the first half. So now here is Kate Toby missing the first free throw. 10:49 left to go in the first half. Here's Bender up to Kelly. Now Kelly at the top of the arc. Kelly now to Guzek. Now to Harmon. Harmon tried to feed it into Guzek. Back out to Roy. A 3. High off the banker, no good. We got a foul on the rebound attempt, and it will be Montclair State foul coming. Or are they going to call it on the must? Nope, they're going to call it on Stevenson. So it will be Montclair State ball. And the foul is going to go on Kayla Kelly. That's her first personal. And now, actually, they're going to double-check to make sure they have called the foul on the proper person. And we are all good and set, ready to play. 10:36 left to go in the first half. Mustangs have a chance to set up some pressure. Now to Melissa Toby. Now finds Sire, and the Redhawks break the pressure. Now over 3 in the corner by Aquino. No good. Rebound by the Mustangs. Here's Ty Bender. Bender, cross-court dribble. Now over to Kaylee Guzek. Now to Bender at the top of the arc. Bender at the top of the arc. And it was 16 on the shot clock. Bender, shot, no good. Rebound picked up by the Red Hawks to Kate Toby. Long pass to Sire, and now almost a turnover by Montclair State. And we got a foul. Oh, no, they're going to call it on the Mustangs underneath. They're going to call a foul on the Montclair State attempt to save the ball underneath the basket. The foul is going to go against Kayla Guzek. That's her second. So foul trouble again. Reeks an ugly head. So Guzek has 2 fouls. Roy's going to come out. So now 10:04 left to go in the first half. Now here is Kate Toby at the top of the arc. Toby now over to Melissa Toby, her sister. Melissa now using a screen. Shot is good. Pure as silk, 19-6, Montclair State. Up in front, 9:46 left to go in the first half. Here's Guzek to Bender. Mustangs haven't scored in a while. Now here's Bender across half court. Bender, now no look pass to Kelly. Kelly using the baseline, hook shot, air ball, tapped out of bounds. It will be Stevenson ball. 9:34 left to go in the first half. And the Redhawks up by 13. So now a long 3 by Guzek off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by the Red Hawks. Here's Aquino all the way up the court. Back to Aquino. 9:20 left to go. Pass into the corner. Now Aquino's got it back. So now Aquino will set up the offense. Zoe Curtis into the game for Montclair State. Pass up to Melissa Toby. 10 on the shot clock. Now pass. And blocked from behind and then taken away by the Mustangs. That was Taylor Harmon getting blocked. Now Bender looking for Guzak. Guzak tried to feed it inside to Sarah Tarver. Didn't work. It was stolen. 8:57 left to go in the first half. 19-6 our score. 8:50 left to go in the first half. Now here is Kate Toby. Behind the back dribble to shake the defender. Pass off to Harmon. Back to Kate Toby. Offensive foul. So the foul is going to go against Kate Toby. That is her first personal. Three team fouls for Montclair State. And now Martinez will come in for Stevenson, and Sage Bennett will come in for Montclair State. 8:45 left to go in the first half. 19-6. Red Hawks up by 13. 8:43 left to go. Now here's Bender crossing half court. Bender at the top of the arc. Bender trying to use a screen for Martinez. Now Martinez takes the ball. Martinez, jumper, air ball. Rebound picked up by the Red Hawks. So now here is Curtis, and we'll pass off to Janitza Aquino. 8:23 left to go. Pass inside to Toby. Kick out to the corner to Curtis, to Bennett. 13 on the shot clock. And now Kate Toby will set up the offense again. So now here is Toby. Up to the top of the arc is Melissa Toby. 5 seconds left. Toby drives, lays it up and in. Blew right past the Stevenson defense. 21-6. Montclair State up. 8 minutes left to go in the first half. Here's Bender. Cross half court. Bender at the top of the arc. Bender crossover dribble. Driving in. Shot too light off the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away. Tough defense by Montclair State. Now here's Bennett. Stevenson shooting 19% from the field right now. Tarbert steals it away. Tarbert, will she take it coast to coast? Defense is back for the Red Hawks, and Tarbert kicks it back out to Kayla Kelly. Top of the arc, Kelly. No look pass to Martinez. Now to Harmon on the perimeter. Harmon, a deep two, no good. Rebound by Tarbert, puts it in off the glass and in. 21-8, so the Mustangs coming back with... Now they're within 13, 7:18 left to go in the first half. So now Bender up on Kate Toby. And then passed into Bennett, almost stolen. Tarver had a chance to get it, but the Redhawks get it back. Now here's Curtis driving the baseline. Kick out, and Montclair State almost threw it out of bounds. 10 on the shot clock, and now Kate Toby's got it. Now 7 on the shot clock. So now Bender, tough defense on Kate Toby. Martinez swipes in for the steal, stolen by Tarbert. And now here come the Mustangs. They got a stop. Now they need a basket. 6:50 left to go in the first half. Here's Bender across the half court, up to Tarbert at the top of the three-point line. Tarbert cross court to Harmon. Harmon looking for help. Harmon tried to feed it into Tarbert. And we got a foul on the interior. And the foul is going to be on Montclair State. It looks like it's going to be on Sage Bennett. 6:39 left to go. It will be on Sage Bennett. That's her first personal, and we will have immediate timeout. 6:39 left to go in the first half. Montclair State 21, Stevenson 8. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University. Right now, it is a 21-8 Montclair State lead. Let's take a look at the stats right now. Mustangs are really struggling from the field at 21%. Montclair State at 56%. And three-pointers, Montclair State has made 1 of 4. Rebounds, Stevenson hanging in there, 13-10. And they've even have more offensive rebounds than Montclair State, 4 versus 2. But right now, Stevenson hasn't led since 2-0. But they do have the ball underneath the basket that they're shooting at. 6:39 left to go in the first half. So now Martinez up to Harmon. Now to Bender. 26 left on the shot clock. Fresh shot clock for the Mustangs. Brittany Page into the game. Now Stephanie Martinez on the wing. To Page, to Bender. And now Bender waving everyone. Now Bender kicks out to Tarbert. A three. No good. Rebound picked up by Melissa Toby. Nothing going in for the Mustangs right now. So now here is Aquino, who will set up the offense here. 6:10 left to go in the first half. So now Aquino right by the sideline. Aquino now dishes off to the top of the arc. It is Melissa Toby. We got a foul on the perimeter. So that'll be the sixth team foul for the Mustangs. And the foul goes on Kiara Harmon. And that'll be Harmon's first foul. No points for her so far in the game. But now Montclair stable inbound underneath the basket. Aquino inside, and Melissa Toby plays it up and in. 5:55 left to go. Melissa Toby has 10 points now. 5:50 and counting. Now here's Martinez at the top of the arc. Red Hawks up by 15. Here's Tarbert. Pass off to Page. Now to Harmon. Harmon. Now over to Martinez. Martinez in the corner. Bounce pass to Kelly. Kelly. Crossover dribble. Spinning. Fadeaway jumper. No. Rebound picked up by the Red Hawks. Melissa Toby, and she'll bring it up. Toby hesitates. Now brings it up to Bennett. Now Bennett in the corner. Bennett baseline. Kicks out to Sire. Shot is good. Hook shot is good. 25-8. 17-point lead now for Montclair State. 5:15 left to go in the first half of this NCAA tournament second-round game. Now here's Martinez to Kelly, to Harmon in the corner. Finds Martinez, long pass. Martinez tried to feed it inside to Tarbert, almost a steal, but the Mustangs get it right back. Here's Martinez. Martinez at the top of the arc. Now to Harmon. Harmon, no-look pass inside to Tarbert, beats a defender, lays it up and in. 25-10, and now Montclair State's lead back to 15. So now here is Aquino. Aquino passes it up to the corner to Sabalos. Sabalos cross court to Sire. Sire back up to the top is Melissa Toby. And they will recall another play here. 10 on the shot clock. Inside to Bennett. Bennett with 7. Bennett now bodying up. Passing off to Sire. Shot no good. Melissa Toby comes flying for the rebound. We got a foul going up. So Kayla Kelly is going to be called for the foul. So 4:10 left to go. So Toby will go to the line. That is actually, they're going to call Harmon on the foul. That's her second. So now here is Toby again with the free throw. It is good. 26-10 our score. And now, Toby will go to the line for one more. And now Toby, free throw good, 27-10. So 17-point lead for the Red Hawks, 4:19 left to go in the first half. Here's Kelly crossing half court. Kelly, now over to the Montclair State bench, using a screen from Tarbert. Kelly, crossover dribble, inside to Page. Page over to Roy. Now to Martinez. Martinez fakes a three. Kicks out to Tarbert, and Tarbert lost the handle. 10 on the shot clock now. Mustangs got to hurry. Martinez a deep three. No good, short. Rebound by Page. Puts it in, and the foul. Brittany Page with the basket and looking for a three-point play. So 27-12, Montclair State with the lead. And now Brittany Page goes to the line for one more. Timeout coming. And we have a media timeout here since we are under 4 minutes. 3:56 left to go in the first half. Montclair State 27, Stevenson 12. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University. You can hear the Red Hawk pep band in the background, and right now the Red Hawks are happy because they're up 27-12 on the Mustangs. Right now the Mustangs are Now, shooting percentage is up to 25%. Montclair State still can't miss from the field. They shoot 58%. And Montclair State, similar numbers as they were in the first half against Regis, just completely dominating early on here. Now, if the Mustangs could sink a few baskets, this would be a lot closer game right now. But Stevenson has failed to do so. Meanwhile, Stevenson has shot five more times than Montclair State in the game. So now here is Brittany Page for a three-point play and chance, and the free throw rims out. So just when you think the Mustangs can get a run going, it isn't. Brittany Page, 40% free throw shooter, missed that free throw. So now here's Sabala, Samani Sanders, tough defense, Brittany Page, and a backcourt violation as Brittany Page literally pushed Melissa Toby behind the line. With her body, though, not illegally. So backcourt violation. Mustangs have the ball. Can they make a run before the half? That's what they would like to do. Here's Page over to Kelly. Kelly at the top of the arc, passing to Sanders. Sanders at the top of the arc, now pass to Kelly. Kelly right in front of the Montclair State bench, passing off to Sanders. Sanders now to Page at the top of the arc. Page to Kelly in the far arc. Kelly driving, using baseline. Shot is blocked. Roy, shot no good. Off the deflection. Sire saves it, and now Montclair State off and running. Long pass up to Sabalos. Brittany Page, tough defense, and now Sabalos will be at the three-point line setting up the offense. So now here is Sire. 3:10 left to go in the first half. It's 27-12. So now here is Toby. Toby passing off to Aquino. 10 on the shot clock. And now flip back to Toby. Toby, a long shot, no good off the back iron. Rebound, loose ball taken down by Sire. And now Montclair State resets the offense. 2:47 left to go in the first half, 27-12. Mustangs got to play defense again. So now here's Aquino inside to Toby. Toby at the top of the arc. Toby crossover dribble, battling, and she double dribbled it. So 2:36 left to go in the first half, 27-12. Montclair State up. Montclair State has had a few turnovers here in the game. Mustangs haven't been able to capitalize, though. They will try to here. Page inbounds to Sanders. 2:33 left to go in the first half. Red Hawks up by 15. Now here's Sanders. Sanders now over to Page. Page right by the sideline. Page looking for help. Page trying to feed it inside. Now Roy setting a screen. Now here's Page over the top of the arc, pass to Kelly. Kelly now over to Sanders with 8 on the shot clock. Interior pass to Kelly. And now to Roy. Now to Page. Page layup no good. And out of bounds is Toby trying to save it. New possession for the Mustangs. 2:06 left to go in the first half. 27-12. So now here is Kelly to inbound. A new 30-second shot clock for the Mustangs. Kelly and the pass stolen right away by Melissa Toby. 2 minutes left to go. Coach Jackie Boswell looks up, frustrated. And now here's Aquino across half court. We'll set up the offense. 1:53 left to go. And now here is Roy with Sanders. Tough defense on Kate Toby. 13 left on the shot clock. Toby, crossover dribble. Now off to the sideline, Taylor Harmon. And now, tough screen. Melissa Toby uses it. Blocked by the Mustangs. It goes out of bounds. It will be Montclair State ball with 3 on the shot clock. So the possession not over yet. 3 seconds of plenty of time for the Montclair State offense, but good job by the Mustangs getting a block and disrupting the flow. So now here is Kelly. We'll come to the bench. Ty Bender back in the game. 1:38 left to go. Kate Toby looking at the top of the arc is Sire. Hard foul. Offensive foul with 1 left on the shot clock. Offensive foul called underneath. That is the second foul for Katie Sire. So 1:35 left to go in the first half. 27-12. Montclair State, we've been stuck on that score for a little bit. Mustangs got another stop. Now they need a basket. Bender to Sanders. Sanders over to Page. Page cross court to Bender. Bender cross court. Bad pass. Tapped out of bounds, though, by Montclair State. So Stevenson lives on this possession. 15 left on the shot clock. So the inbound will be right in front of me. Brittany Page will inbound. Page looking for help. Now inbounds it to Ty Bender. 1:18 left to go in the first half. 10 on the shot clock. Bender to Sanders. to Roy. Now with eight. Roy. Bounce pass to Sanders. Now with five on the shot clock. Bender with two. Bender, a deep three. Off the backboard, no good. Loose ball picked up by Montclair State. So under a minute left to go in the first half. 27-12. They got to get it across half court. And Kate Toby does that. Now Toby brings the ball up. Toby looking for help. Bender all over. Now into the corner is Melissa Toby. 10 on the shot clock. Toby looking for help. And now we got a timeout called by Montclair State. It's a 30-second timeout. 30-second timeout. First half, 40.5 seconds left. Montclair State 27, Stevenson 12. Red Hawks up by 15. Now, hear this about a world record. On Wednesday, May 6th, Stevenson University will attempt to set a new Guinness World Record for the largest exercise ball class ever. This class is open to friends and family as well for the biggest, most fun exercise class taught by Athletics Administrative Coordinator MC McFadden. You can bring your own ball or use one provided. To participate, a donation of just $5 is requested. All proceeds will be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project. Get more details at GoMustangSports.com. Montclair State has 9 left on the shot clock with 40.5 left to go in the half. Mustangs would love a stop and a basket to end the half. They will not be going into the locker room 10 points or under with the deficit, but any little inroad would help. They do not want Montclair State to score here. So now, inbounding it to Harmon, to Toby, now to Melissa Toby. 3 on the shot clock. And Toby ran into her own sister. And now a desperation 3, shot clock violation. Very good by the Mustangs on there. And the Montclair State Redhawks hung up in their offensive set. So now, substitutions coming on for the Mustangs as they go for one last chance here. 30.9 left. And now they will switch the inbound position. So now it'll be Kaylee Guzak to inbound. 30.9. There is going to be a 1 second differential between game clock and shot clock. So now here's Bender. Crossover dribble. Bender crossing half court. Now with 23 on the game clock. Now here's Bender. Over to Martinez. 18 on the shot clock. Martinez to Bender at the top of the arc, and she will pull it out as the Mustangs will hold for the final shot. Even though they're down 15, smart move because they don't want Montclair State to come back down. Here's Guzak with 5 on the shot clock. Guzak in trouble. Now over to Martinez. Martinez with 1. Martinez at desperation. 3 is gone! And that is way the half ends! Oh my goodness, Stephanie Martinez flung it up in the corner from 25 feet away. And the Mustangs go to the locker room down 12. Martinez, a circus shot, makes it 27-15. Montclair State at the half. What a way to end it. So, we've come to the half in the NCAA tournament second round game. It's Montclair State 27, Stevenson 15. When we come back, we'll take a look at our halftime stats. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, what's been going on around across NCAA tournament play. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Follow Stevenson University Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Go Mustang Sports. Check out videos, audio features, and the latest updates from Stevenson University's 27 sports, powered by GoMustangSports.com.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field. It will matter how they do in the classroom.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Now, we go courtside with the Mustangs Basketball All-Access Halftime Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey, Montclair State University. Rob Dawson on hand here on SFMSports.net, and we have, at the half, Montclair State leads Stevenson 27-15. Let's take a look at our halftime stats. Of course, that's the big number, the score. Stevenson finds itself down 12. For a total of 15 points, they have Sarah Tarber leading the way with 6, Ty Bender with 4, Stephanie Martinez with 3, Brittany Page with 2. That's a total of 15. Rebounding department, Stevenson University, 14 rebounds. They have 7 offensive rebounds, though, and 7 defensive rebounds. Leading the way in that category, actually, Ty Bender with 5 rebounds. Sarah Tarbert only 1 rebound. Guzek has 1. Harmon with 3. And the team has 3 for a total of 14 rebounds. We'll take a look at assists. Only 2 assists for Stevenson in the game. Kiara Harmon and Ty Bender have 1 apiece. Turnovers, 11 turnovers for Stevenson, but Montclair State has 14 turnovers in the game, so you can't even really pin turnovers on Stevenson at the moment because they have committed less than Montclair State. 3 of them belong to Kaylee Guzek. 2 blocks in the game, 1 by Caitlin Roy, 1 by Kiara Harmon, and then 7 steals, 2 for Tarbert, then 1 apiece for Guzek, Harmon, Kelly, Bender, and Martinez. Montclair State also has 7 steals. They have a total of 27 points, leading the way Melissa Toby, their star, with 12 points of 4 of 6 shooting, 4 of 4 from the line. Toby has 12 points and 7 rebounds, very close to a double-double even through one half of basketball right now. So 4 points for Kate Toby, 5 for Janitza Aquino, 2 for Kayla Zabalos, 2 for Bennett, and 2 for Sire, has a total of 27 points. 21 rebounds for Montclair State. Melissa Toby has 7, as I mentioned. Katie Sire has 7. And then 2 rebounds for Aquino, one of the leaders in that category. For assists, 4 assists for Montclair State, for a team that has shot 50% from the field. They only have 4 assists in the game right now. That's Toby with 1, Bennett with 1, Sire with 1, and Aquino with 1. 2 blocks for Montclair State. 2 of them belong to Toby. And Melissa Toby has 5 of the 7 steals for Montclair State right now. Overall, Montclair State shooting 50%, as I mentioned, 11 of 22 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3, and 4 of 5 from the line. Stevenson is 7 of 29 from the field. They are shooting 24%, only 1 of 7 from 3. That was a desperation 3 by Martinez that ended the half, and they are 0 of 1 from the free throw line. The only free throw taken was by Brittany Page on a 3-point opportunity. We take a look at points in the paint. Montclair State, even with Stevenson, 14-12. Montclair State has 13 points off turnover. Stevenson has 8. How about that? Almost half of Stevenson's points off the turnover. Fast break, no points in the fast break for anyone. Second chance points, Montclair State 6, Stevenson 4. And Stevenson's bench has 5 points versus Montclair State's 2. So, really, it comes down to, judging from the stat page, Stevenson's ability to make shots. Right now, they have only allowed Montclair State to shoot 22 times. That trend needs to continue. When we take a break, we'll come back and take a look at what's been going on across the bracket here in the second round. And there are two remaining first-round games going on in the West Coast in the NCAA tournament. They play a Saturday-Sunday format in a couple of locations. And we will bring that to you in a moment. Back in a moment, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Before I post a picture of my friend at his bachelor party, I should have known to check who follows my posts. I also should have known about privacy settings. I did not. Now I know. Just like I should have known that Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and they have a local agent right here in Baltimore. No wonder they're the number one auto insurer in Maryland. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. And now my friend's mom knows too much.
Geico. Thank you, Baltimore, for making us number one.
Now that you know Geico has a local agent in your area, sit back, relax, and let me tell you how they could help. Our Geico agents run locally owned and operated businesses and could help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, or RV, the Geico Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Did you sit back? Are you relaxed? Now pay attention. You're driving.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University. We're here at the half. Red Hawks have a 27-15 lead over Stevenson. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. And like yesterday, if you have mentioned or stuck with us, obviously there is a lot of people using the Wi-Fi network here at Montclair State. But we could tell you at last look, Stockton was leading Salisbury 35-30. That game going on at Salisbury, Maryland. Amherst is all over NYU right now. This game going on in New York City. And right now, Amherst all over NYU. Two ranked teams going at it. Amherst ranked number 12. NYU ranked number 17. 62-39 late in the second half. It looks like Amherst will go on to win that game. Tufts and St. John Fisher in a battle as well. Tufts only one loss on the season. Right now they're in an overtime battle with St. John Fisher, 68-64. We also take a look at Baruch and Scranton not reporting a score, and FDU Forum not reporting a score either with their game. So we have a couple of the scores here in the bracket. We'll give them to you some more if we can after this timeout. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's. With a whole new way to order, now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. Division III school. School is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by SFMSports.net.
One final to report to you across the NCAA tournament. Eastern Connecticut State leads Baruch, or actually has won against Baruch that game, 71-62, a final. So the Scranton game will be going on shortly after that previous game, as I mentioned, Baruch and Eastern Connecticut State taking place in Scranton as well. And Scranton is going to be taking on, if we can pull that up here, Scranton is taking on, well, I'm not seeing it here. So we have some difficulty with our racket loading as well. So we will tell you, though, that Stevenson is down 27-15 as we head into the second half. We will take a brief timeout. Be back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
Welcome back here to Montclair State as we begin the second half of action here in Montclair, New Jersey. It is 27-15 Red Hawks over the Stevenson Mustangs. My mistake, that game was going on in Scranton, but Scranton is not playing in it. That was the actual Scranton region final, Eastern Connecticut State and Baruch. So Eastern Connecticut State, the first team in the nation to punch their Sweet 16 ticket, as one of these teams, Stevenson or Montclair State, will be doing here at the end of this game today. So, of course, we are in the second round. 64 best teams getting into the bracket, and now that field was down to 32 at the end of last night. Actually, technically 34, because there's still two first-round games going on today. Some delays going on in the West Coast for that. So that was the other final that we could see, Eastern Connecticut State over Baruch, 71-62. And right here, it is the Mustangs down by 12. They got the last-second three by Stephanie Martinez in the corner to close out the half. So they're hoping, again, that they can get some momentum going here. Possession arrow, so it'll be going towards Montclair State to start the game. Mustangs, similar five starting, as is Montclair State, has the same starting five as the start of the game, as they will start the second half. And now it will be, and Melissa Toby inbounding right at half court. Montclair State now will move from right to left. Stevenson moving from left to right, and we are underway here in the second half. Toby, Melissa, that is, inbounds to her sister, Kate Toby. And now Toby over to Sire. Sire at the top of the arc, now to Melissa Toby. Now to Aquino. Now setting a screen is Toby. And now almost a steal, but then Toby into the corner. Now a three, no good. Loose ball picked up by Bender on the rebound. Now Bender, bounce pass to Kelly. Kelly across half court. Kelly looking for Tarbert. Tarbert now over to Bender at the top of the arc. 19 and a half minutes left. Tarbert, Bender rather, in the corner to Guzak. A long two is good. 27-17. Bender to Guzak. 19-22 left to go in the second half. Mustangs have scored 5 points in a row. So now here is Kate Toby. Toby across half court. Now Toby over to Bennett. Now Bennett right in front of the Montclair State bench. And now over to Melissa Toby at the top of the arc. 12 on the shot clock. Here's Toby spinning. Hook is good. Alyssa Toby has 14 points now, 29-17. 12-point lead. Almost a steal, but Guzek has it. Guzek beats the defender. Now right in front of her bench. Passes off to Bender at the top of the arc. Bender to Harmon. Harmon inside to Tarbert. Tarbert off the glass and in. Layup is good. 29-19. And now a long pass back the other way. And almost a steal, but Montclair State has it. And they will set up the offense. Here is Aquino over to Melissa Toby at the top of the arc. Kayla Kelly on her. And now pass off to Kate Toby. Now to Sage Bennett. Now at the top of the arc to Melissa Toby. Driving the lane. Shot is short. Rebound by Kayla Kelly. Kelly will bring it up. Kelly, crossover dribble. Kelly, top of the arc. Hesitates. Hawk is good. Crazy hook goes in. And now the Mustangs within 10. 29-21. And now some pressure from Benner. And now Benner's the only one in the backcourt. And now Kate Toby will bring it up. And Montclair State will set up the half court. Mustangs within 8. So can they come back again for a second straight game? Dribbling all the way in is Aquino, though, and lays it up and in. So 31-21. And now it's a 10-point lead again for Montclair State. Bender, top of the arc. Bender, layup. It's good. 31-23, and now it's an 8-point Montclair State lead again. Bender has 6 points, and now the Stevenson fans, who didn't have a lot to cheer about in the first half, are really getting into it now with a defensive chance. So now here is Toby to the top of the arc to Melissa Toby. Now Aquino. Guzek fighting through a screen. Now a double team. To back to Melissa Toby. Cross court to Bennett. Now to Kate Toby. Toby to Bennett in the corner. Desperation shot. Air ball. Rebound by Harmon. Harmon bounce pass to Guzek. Guzek to Tarbert. Tarbert in the lane. Lost handle. And now Melissa Toby steals it. Again. Toby, another steal. Now Aquino. Somehow lays it up and in through traffic. Beautiful move. 33-23. 9 points for Aquino. So now here's Bender at the top of the arc. 16:53 left to go in the second half. Bender. Now bounce pass to Harmon on the far wing. And now the Montclair State fans getting into it. Kelly tried to feed Tarbert. Toby too strong. And steals it again. I believe that's steal number 7 for her. 16:35 left to go in the second half. 33-23. Now here's Bennett. Passing up to the top of the arc is Aquino. And now Aquino will back it up and they'll reset with 10 on the shot clock. Bennett now will dribble inside. Bennett almost lost the handle. And now Sire lost the handle. And now Sire back to Bennett. Shot is good. 35-23. Montclair State up by 12. So now here's the Mustangs. They want to run. Bender crossing half court. Bender directing the offense. Bender almost lost the handle. Now has it again. 20 left on the shot clock. Bender with Aquino on her at the top of the arc. Pass off to Guzek. Guzek on the near wing. Now to Harmon in the corner. 13 on the shot clock. Harmon, long pass to Bender. Bender to Guzek. A 3 in the corner. Good! And it's a 9-point deficit now. 35-26. 15:42 left to go in the second half. Here's Kate Toby. Toby all the way down lays it up and in. Mustangs a little slow back on defense. It's 11-point lead for the Red Hawks. Mustangs, though, playing even. Here's Kelly. Now to Tarbert. Battling. Spinning. Shot is short. Rebound by Melissa Toby. And now here's Toby again. Brings the ball up. Now almost a walk up to Aquino. Aquino into the corner. Now to Kate Toby. Fighting her way through. And we got a foul coming on the Mustangs underneath the basket. Not a lot of contact underneath. And the foul is going to go. That is Kiara Harmon's third foul. We have immediate timeout. 15:14 left to go. Mustangs hanging in there. Montclair State 37, Stevenson 26. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices. That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream. And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get 2 for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of acquired purchase posted on menu board.
Welcome back here to Montclair State, 37-26. Red Hawks up by 11. Rob Dawson on hand here on SFMSports.net. We do thank you for joining us. So now let's tell you about men's volleyball, led by 19 kills from senior Kyle Wisner and 14 from sophomore Nate Ellis. Both career highs. The Stevenson men's volleyball team totaled the season best 64 kills, but after rallying from a two-set deficit, the Mustangs fell to Rutgers North yesterday. Stevenson returns to action next Wednesday, March 11th, when it hosts a non-conference contest versus Lancaster Bible on senior night, beginning at 7 o'clock. We have media timeouts here, so that timeout not called by anyone, and that is the case in the NCAA tournament across all divisions. So now it'll be Kate Toby, at the free throw line. Not a lot of free throws between the teams in the first half. So Kate Toby, a 68% free throw shooter, first one on the way is good, 38-26. Montclair State up by 12 again. Mustangs got it to within 12 at the halftime mark. Now another free throw is off the mark. Rebound picked up by Tarbert. So now here is Bender. Bender will bring the ball up across half court. 15:07 left to go in the second half. Now here is Bender over to Kelly. And now Kelly right in front of the Stevenson bench. Over to Tarbert, meeting a triple team. Inside to Harmon. Battling. Shot too strong. Rebound picked up by the Red Hawks. Now here's Aquino. Pass up to Kate Toby. Now no look pass in the corner. Three. No good. Rebound. Chased down by Sarah Tarbert. 38-26. Mustangs can't let the deficit get any larger than this, it feels, because they're struggling from the field. Bender to Kelly. On the near wing, now to Harmon at the top of the arc. Harmon foul line jumper is no good. Harmon has no points in the game. Now rebound picked up by Bennett. And now over to Kate Toby. 14:18 left to go. Toby right in front of the Montclair State bench. Toby, tough defense on her. Toby, pass up to Melissa Toby. 13 left on the shot clock. Toby back to her sister Katie. Now Katie over to Bennett. 7 on the shot clock. Bennett dribbling, and we got a foul on the way to the basket. So two shots coming again. 38-26, and Montclair State up by 12. So the Mustangs shooting percentage up to 32%, but still Montclair State shooting 52% from the field. And now they're trying to go to the free throw line. Here's Sage Bennett. Free throw is good. 39-26. Montclair State up by 13. So this is a free throw coming again for Bennett. Bennett, a 72% free throw shooter. Scored 10 points in the first round game against Regis. Another free throw, no good. Rimmed out. One of two. Roy with the rebound. Montclair State up by 13. So now here is Kelly to Bender. Jaguzek back to Bender at the top of the arc. Bender tried to feed it inside, and we got a foul on Montclair State underneath the basket. So Stevenson retains possession. That is the first team foul of the second half for the Red Hawks. So Kelly will inbound, 39-26. So now here is Kelly again. Kelly looking for help on the inbound. Kelly, long inbound pass to Guzek, to Roy. Roy in opening. Set shot is short. Rebound by Guzek. And now Guzek and Kate Toby battling for it. Actually, Katie Sire, we got a jump ball. And or a timeout call. They did get a timeout call. Stevenson able to preserve possession. And it will be 30-second timeout. So 13:39 left to go in the second half. Montclair State 39, Stevenson 26. And now we'll hear this about the Green Turtle Classic. The Green Turtle Sports Bar and Grill has partnered with the Stevenson men's lacrosse team and will be the official sponsor of the Mustang Midseason Classic on March 20th and 21st. The Green Turtle Classic includes some of the top D3 teams in the region, including number 3 Lynchburg, number 7 Cabrini, number 8 Cortland, number 19 Nazareth, and Dickinson. You can see all three games for just $7. If you can't make it to the games, you can watch from anywhere on the Mustang Sports Network. Visit GoMustangSports.com to get your tickets. 13:39 left to go in the second half. 39-26, Red Hawks leading Stephenson, and this timeout has extended to a full timeout. So now we'll also tell you about the Front Row app. Download the new Stephenson Athletics Front Row app and stay up to date on the latest in Stephenson University Athletics. This app gives you inside access to live stats, box scores, news updates, game recaps, and social media. Stephenson Athletics Front Row app is free. Just download it in the Apple App Store or Google Play. 39-26, Red Hawks up by 13. Rob Dawson on hand here on SFMSports.net. We do thank you for joining us on this Saturday night. Usually we see you on Saturday afternoon, but NCAA tournament, it's prime time action. So now the Mustangs to inbound underneath the basket that they're shooting at. Here's Roy looking for help on the inbound. Long pass to Guzek. 26 on the shot clock for the Mustangs. Bender to Martinez who's coming in the game. Martinez, long pass to Guzek. Long two. No good, too strong. Loose ball picked up by Roy and a bad pass and it's stolen away. Fast break, but then steal by Bender. 13:23 left to go in the second half, and the Mustangs have new life. Here's Martinez to Bender. Top of the arc. Bender to Guzek. Guzek back to Bender to Martinez. A deep three is no good, but she's fouled on the attempt. Three free throws coming for Stephanie Martinez. 13:13 left to go. The foul against Melissa Toby, her second. So now Martinez for three free throws. Here is the first one. It is up and good. 39-27. These are huge free throws in this point of the game. Martinez, a 50% free throw shooter coming in, but sinks the first. Now another one is good. 39-28. And now it's an 11-point Red Hawks lead. Now substitution coming on. Kelly in for Guzek. And now one more coming. Mustangs really want this one. They can make it a 10-point deficit here. Martinez for one more. Up and good. 39-29. She gets all three of them just as she would have made the three-pointer. So now here is Katie Toby. Pressure for the Mustangs. Up to Melissa Toby. Now back to Katie Toby. And now up to Melissa Toby again. Toby runs into a double team. Tough pass to Bennett. Now we got a foul. So Kayla Kelly called for the foul, lost her balance. Meanwhile, Martinez has 6 points in the game, and the foul is against Kayla Kelly. That is her second. 13:05 left to go in the second half. 39-29. Montclair stayed up by 10. Now here's Katie Toby looking for help. A long count, but gets it into Melissa Toby, her sister. And back to Katie, and she will set up the offense. Now over to Bennett. Bennett using a screen. Shot is good. 41-29. Red Hawks up by 12. So now here's Bender. Bender bounce pass to Martinez. Martinez using the baseline. Martinez tried to pass it to Tarbert and then stolen away by Katie Sire. So 12:38 left to go in the second half. Red Hawks up by 12. So now here is Toby into Melissa Toby. And now we got a foul on the floor. Foul against Kayla Kelly, and now that is her third. Two quick fouls in the last minute or so for Kayla Kelly. So now it will be an inbound for the Red Hawks. 12:30 left to go. Toby inbounds it to Katie Toby, and we got a foul on the Mustangs. Defensive end. Is that Kayla Kelly's fourth? That is Kelly's fourth foul. They just called it again. Kelly has picked up three fouls in, I'd say, about 90 seconds or so, maybe less. Paige to come in now for Kayla Kelly. So now, Aquino looking inbound. Up to Melissa Toby, now inside. And now Sire, shot no good. Rebound by Tarbert. And now to Bender. Bender across half court. Bender, long pass to Paige. Paige. Looking for some help. Tried to feed it in to Tarbert. Tarbert able to get a pass. The defender lays it up and in. 41-31. A fist pump coming from her. And now it's a 10-point lead for Montclair State. Tarbert has 10 points. And the Mustangs trying to hang around. 12 minutes left to go in this NCAA tournament. Second round almost stolen away. But then Melissa Toby has it. And now over to Aquino. Aquino with Martinez on there. 13 on the shot clock. Ball up to the top to Sire. Bad pass stolen by Bender. Bender across half court. Bender tried to feed feed it to Tarbert. Loose ball. And we got a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to go towards the Mustangs. So 11:42 left to go in the second half. 41-31. And now, hold on a second. We got a timeout coming. This is a media timeout or a Montclair State timeout. And let's see what it will be. It will be immediate timeout, and we will step aside. 11:42 left to go in the second half. Montclair State 41, Stevenson 31. Back in a moment, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back to Montclair, New Jersey, 41-31. Montclair State up on Stevenson in the NCAA tournament second round, 11:42 left to go in the game. Mustangs, who have been ice cold to start the game, are still not great shooting, but they're up to 32%. And this game was a 27-15 Montclair State lead. And right now, Stevenson leads in second half scoring, 16-14. And they are trying here as Montclair State slow to get out of the huddle. Stevenson, a big possession here. They could get under 10 with any sort of points. And they are inbounding underneath the basket they're shooting at. Here's Roy to inbound. Roy inbounds it to Bender. Bender goes up. Shot is partially blocked and then picked up by number 23, Taylor Harmon. But then she loses the ball. Bender picks her pocket. And Bender up to Page. So the Mustangs have another shot to get under 10. They got to within 8 before, and now a turnover. Aquino now and tapped out of bounds. It will be Mustangs ball underneath the basket. Actually going the length of the floor. 11:21 left to go in the second half. So a bunch of turnovers on both sides. Now the Mustangs have yet another shot to get this lead into the single digits. The deficit that is under the single digits. So now here's Tarbert. Tarbert, foul line. Jumper's good. 41-33. Sarah Tarbert just spun and shot. And now it's an 8-point lead for the Redhawks. Mustangs have gotten within 8 earlier in the half. 10:57 left to go in the second half. Kate Toby over to Harmon. Harmon to Melissa Toby. And she almost lost it. Toby tracks it down before it goes out of bounds. Toby spinning. Now kicks it out to Aquino. 13 left on the shot clock. Aquino backs all the way up to the half-court line. Now with 8 on the shot clock. Kicks out to Melissa Toby. A deep 3. Is no good off the back iron. And we got a foul on the rebound attempt. And did it hit the out-of-bounds on the shot clock? It will be Stevenson ball. So 10:36 left to go in the second half. 41-33. So now inbound it to Martinez and crossing half court. 10.5 left to go. Mustangs down by 8. Can strike and make this a 2-possession game maybe. Martinez to Tarbert at the foul line. Tarbert spinning to Martinez. Tarbert setting a screen for Martinez. A 3. Good! And now the Mustangs are down 5. 41-36. 10:10 left to go in the second half. So now here is Kate Toby with Bender on her. Toby into the corner to Harmon. Tarbert on her. And now we got a foul on the perimeter. This one is on the floor. So 10:01 left to go. 41-36. A critical moment here. And now we got a whistle and substitutions coming. So now it will be Montclair State inbounding underneath the basket that they're shooting at. It is a 5-point lead for the Redhawks. Inbounding it to Melissa Toby. Shot off the glass and in. 43-36. That was easy for them. Now pressure from the Redhawks. Now here's Martinez. No one pressuring her. She brings it up the court. And now Martinez driving. Kicks out to Roy. 9:47 left to go in the second half. Mustangs trying to get to a sweet 16. They're down 7. Here's Bender battling. Shot. Good! And now once again, it's a 5-point deficit. 43-38. And now here comes the Redhawks. Melissa Toby almost walked and then gives it up to Kate Toby, and she just gets it across the half-court line. Kate Toby with Bender on her. And now Melissa Toby. Right to Harmon in the corner. Harmon. Now up to Sire. And Sire now over to Melissa Toby. Offensive foul, Montclair State. Player control foul underneath on the pass off. The foul goes against Katie Sire. That is her third personal. 9:10 left to go in the second half. And now the Mustangs have a chance to make this a one possession game. 9 minutes left to go. Bender to Page in the corner. Page now over to Roy at the top of the arc. To Martinez. To Bender. Bender some room. Driving. Baseline. Shot blocked. And Harmon had it. And then a loose ball underneath. And we got a possession arrow. And it will be Montclair State ball. 8:49 left to go in the second half. 43-38 our score. So now inbound, looking for help, and they just get an inbound to Rachel Krause, who's coming in the game. So now here is Kate Toby, over to Melissa Toby, long pass, Harmon almost lost it underneath, she did, turnover, Stevenson ball, 8:40 left to go in the second half, 43-38, our score. And now the Mustangs have a chance again to keep this a one-possession game. The Herd is on its feet. Bender to Martinez right in front of the Mustangs bench. Martinez, foul line. Now inbound, in pass inside, and we got a foul on Montclair State, it looks like. No, hold on a second. They still have the officials still holding their fists up. They don't know if the basket counted. The fans want them to count the basket. The officials are still counting, talking about it. 8:25 left to go in the second half. This would be a large continuation of the basket counted. There is no shot. And the foul is going to go on Montclair State. Four team fouls. That is the third foul on Sage Bennett. So 8:25 left to go. 43-38. Page to inbound underneath the basket that the Mustangs are shooting at. So now Page inbounds it to Martinez. Martinez at the three-point line. Martinez now to Tarbert. Oh, almost thought about a shot and threw it away. Krause has got it, and now Melissa Toby will bring it up herself. 8:12 left to go in this NCAA tournament second round. 43-38, Montclair State in front. Harmon, oh, lost the ball! And now here's Martinez. Martinez in trouble. She almost lost it, still has it. Inside to Tarbert, and she's fouled on the way up. Aquino lost the handle of the ball. Aquino on the other side of the court lost the pass from Taylor Harmon. Turnover, and now the Mustangs will have a chance at a free throws after this timeout. We'll step aside. Don't go anywhere. 7:59 left to go in the second half. Montclair State 43, Stevenson 38. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
7:59 left to go in the second half. 43-38, Montclair State up by five. Meanwhile, an update on men's basketball. They lead Hood 74-61 with 8 minutes left. Colby Giacomino, 45 points. 15 of 19 from the floor, 12 of 16 from behind the arc. And Stevenson men's basketball putting a lot of points on the board against Hood. This is the ECAC semifinals going on right now for Stevenson men's basketball. Meanwhile, the NCAA tournament for women's basketball, they are down by five to the Red Hawks, 43-38. At one point, Montclair State had a 17-point lead. That is down to five now. And Sarah Tarbert goes to the free throw line, trying to make this a one-possession game. She can with two made free throws. She's a 79% free throw shooter coming into the game. Here's the free throws, up and good. 43-39. And now one more coming. Montclair State has scored only 16 points this half. Tarbert misses the second free throw. 43-39, still two possessions. Here's Melissa Toby with Paige on her tail. And now almost a steal by Roy. Aquino inside. Blocked by Tarbert. Deflected. Harmon missed it. Now Bender over to Paige. Paige. And the pass deflected to Martinez for three. Good! And the Mustangs are down one. 43-42. 7.5 minutes left to go in this NCAA tournament second round game. The Mustangs are scaring the Redhawks on their home floor. So now here is Toby, both fans on their feet, inbound, inside to Taylor Harmon. And now here is Toby, stolen by Martinez, and she can't control it. It goes out of bounds. 70 Martinez, several family members in attendance as she is not too far away, based in Freehold, New Jersey. And the whole row of the Martinez's on their feet on that play. 11 left on the shot clock. Red Hawks inbound in the half court. Here's Aquino looking for help. A long count, and now inside to Kraus. And now here's Aquino with 8 on the shot clock. I don't think she knows it yet. Now with 5. Now Aquino. Desperation shot, deflected. Roy's got it. And now the Mustangs have a chance to take the lead. Martinez crossing half court to Tarbert. Tarbert in the corner. Tarbert looking inside. Tarbert in the corner, trapped. Tarbert, and it hits the official. And it's still in bounds. It will be Montclair State ball. The ball hit the official. The official is still in bounds, and the ball is still good if it hits her. And it is Montclair State ball that is legal. Now the officials are going to talk about this. They're going to see, however, the ball went out of bounds. Did the official prevent this from happening? And they're going to still say it's Montclair State ball. So 6:48 left to go in the second half, 43-42. A jump ball would have been a possession arrow going towards the Mustangs if they'd elected decided to do that. So 6:45 left to go in the second half. Bad pass, stolen by the Mustangs. Martinez crossing half court. Martinez dribbling, still to the rim. Fouled on the way up. And Martinez is going to go to the line. 6:35 left to go in the second half. And the Mustangs are down one. So now Martinez goes to the line. She sunk three free throws before. So now Martinez free throw missing. 43-42 still. The Mustangs will not lead on this free throw sequence. They can tie. They have not led since 2-0 at the way start of the game. 6:35 left to go in the second half. Martinez at the free throw line. Another free throw up. It is no good. Empty trip, and the Mustangs are still down one. 6:30 left to go in this NCAA tournament second round. So now here is Aquino right by the scorer's table. Red Hawks only 16 points in the half. Kraus all the way to the wing and now finds Sabalos. Now up to the top is Kraus. Now to Aquino. Martinez on her like glue. Aquino with 4 in the shot clock. Aquino dribbling. Lasers up and in. 45-42. Still one possession though. Here's Martinez crossing half court. Martinez thought about a 3. Behind the back dribble. Martinez pass to Bender and the Mustangs will reset. 5:54 left to go in the second half. Brittany Page into the game. Page setting a screen. Now Page gets it instead. Page to Martinez. 12 on the shot clock. Page setting a screen for Martinez. Martinez inside to Tarbert. Tarbert double teamed. Still lays it up and in. 45-44. 5:37 left to go in the second half. Tarbert's got 15. So now here's Aquino. Stolen by Tarbert. She stepped out of bounds. It will be Montclair State ball. Almost a steal. 5:31 left to go in the second half. Red Hawks up by one. 45-44. 5:31 left to go in the second half. Points have been hard to come by. And now we're going to have an officials discussion here on who the ball was out of, maybe. The fans are into it. And now we're going to have another officials discussion here. So 5:31 left to go. This might be a shot clock check. Let's see. They're going to keep it at 22. 22 left on the shot clock for Montclair State. They're in the half court. Inbound to Aquino to Sabalos. Melissa Toby setting a screen. She gets it back. Almost lost the handle. And now Toby to Sabalos. Montclair State has lost one game this season. Inbound to Bennett. She almost traveled to Krause in the corner for three. In the back iron, no good. Got a foul on the rebound. And it acts out of bounds, they call it. Out of bounds. It said they hit the top of the shot clock. Goes out of bounds. And the Mustangs will inbound. 5:14 left to go in the second half. 45-44. So now here's Martinez inbound to Bender. Mustangs, can they come all the way back? They haven't led since 2-0. Bender looking for Martinez. It goes out of bounds. 5:07 left to go in the second half. A turnover for the Mustangs. 45-44. So now here is Aquino bringing the ball up. Janitza Aquino has the ball right by the Montclair State bench. 20 on the shot clock. Over to Melissa Toby. And now over to Sabalos. Sabalos using a screen. Back to Toby. Toby now cross court to Bennett. Shot no good. Rebound by Kelly. Kelly off to the races. Kelly finds Martinez. Martinez fakes a shot. Behind the back dribble. Martinez inside to Turby. Lays it up and in. And the Mustangs have the lead. 46-45. 4.5 minutes to go. 4.5 minutes to go in this NCAA tournament second round. Aquino right by the Montclair State bench. Now passes off to Melissa Toby. 15 on the shot clock. Toby directing the offense. Toby taking it herself. Drive. Shot is good. 47-46. Red Hawks up by one. So now here is Bender crossing half court. 4:07 left to go in this game. Bender now over to Martinez. Martinez using a screen. Martinez shot off the mark. No good. Loose ball. Rebound picked up by Aquino. 3:54 left to go in the second half. Aquino right in front of us at the sideline and will set up the Red Hawk offense. 20 left on the shot clock. Mustangs down by one. Aquino now waiting for help. Roy went for the steal. Now Aquino drives into Sabalos, who can't handle it. Almost set that out of bounds. Pass to Krause. And Krause blocked. Lost the handle. Out of bounds. Mustangs ball. 3:33 left to go in the second half. 47-46. Montclair State up by one. Timeout on the floor. We step aside with 3:33 left to go in the game. Montclair State 47, Stephenson 46. Back in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Count me down to ride out of my shoes. Tired, cold, don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just hold the front of me. Delicious crisp taste of it. I just want to feel it. Just want the taste of it. Diet Coke, just want to catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just want the feeling. Just want the feeling. Just want the love. Diet Coke.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University, 47-46. Red Hawks up by one. Rob Dawson on hand here. We are so excited you could be with us here today, and what a game it has turned out to be. 47-46, and the Red Hawks up by one. So now here is Kelly. We'll inbound underneath the basket. So now Mustangs will be inbounding the length of the court. 3:33 left to go in the second half. 47-46. And now, hold on, we got a timeout called by Coach Jackie Boswell. It'll be a 30-second timeout, and we will stay here. 47-46. With this way this game is going, actually, we will keep it here. because this is a 30-second timeout. Mustangs are down by one, 47-46. As we mentioned to you before at last check, Stevenson men's basketball was up 74-61 with Colby Jacobeno scoring 45 points. At least a new career high, and there was still time left to go in that game. Right now, the Stevenson women's basketball team is in the NCAA tournament in the second round with 3:33 left to go. Red Hawks up by one, 47-46. Stephanie Martinez will inbound. Mustangs will have to go the length of the court here. Now here's Martinez, inbounds it to Tarbert. 3:30 left to go. No more immediate timeouts. Martinez almost walked. Pass to Tarbert. Tarbert gets it up across half court. Tarbert to Bender. Bender facing a double team. Bender somehow feeds it to Tarbert. Tarbert inbounds it to Roy in the interior. Roy battling, shot, no good. Jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow will go towards the Mustangs. So they still have possession. 3:14 left to go in the second half, 47-46. So now Kelly will inbound underneath the basket that the Mustangs are shooting at. Kelly to Roy. Roy at the top of the arc. Roy to Martinez. Pass an open shot. Now Kelly in the corner. Three. No good. Loose ball rebound picked up by Bennett. And now here come the Red Hawks. Mustangs really wanted points there. So now Montclair State. That was Kate Toby right near half court passing off to Bennett. 20 on the shot clock. Bennett over to Melissa Toby at the top of the arc. Toby driving. Shot. No good. Rebound by Bennett. And now kicks out to Melissa Toby again for three. No good. Loose ball. Still loose. Bender on it to jump ball. Montclair State has possession. So 2:41 left to go. The arrow points to the Red Hawks. So the Mustangs will have to come up big on the defensive end again. New 30 for Montclair State. They will inbound underneath the basket that they are shooting at. It'll be Kate Toby to inbound. Toby inbounds it to no one but Tarbert. And the Mustangs steal it. Tarbert waiting for Bender to get across half court. And now the Mustangs will set up the offense. 2:30 left to go. 47-46. So now Bender to Kelly. Tarbert setting a screen. Kelly crossover dribble. Tried to feed it to Tarbert. Stolen away by Sire. 2:20 left to go in the game. And the Red Hawks up by one. So now here is Aquino. Aquino right by the Montclair State bench. Pass to Sire. And now over to Toby. Now to Melissa Toby. 10 on the shot clock. Kicks out to Aquino. Toby setting a screen. Aquino waiting. Now drives. Floater. Short. Rebound by Kelly. And now here come the Mustangs with 1:53 left to go. Martinez, top of the arc. Martinez now hesitates. Drives. Kicks out to Tarbert. Driving. Tarbert blocked. That's her own rebound. Tarbert shot. Air ball. And we got a foul. It'll be on the Mustangs. Foul on the Mustangs on the rebound attempt. 1:43 left to go. We are back here after a brief power outage, but this stopped during a stoppage of play. It's still 47-46 Montclair State over Stevenson, 1:43 left. And going to the line will be Katie Sire. Shooting the front end of a 1-1. Sire, a 71% free throw shooter. Free throw on the way. No good. Loose ball. Battling. Aquino's got it. And Montclair State has possession. A minute 37 left to go in the Sensei tournament second round. So now here is Bennett. Bennett on the perimeter. And Kelly almost went for the steal, but Melissa Toby got it back. Toby driving. Shot. No good. Rebound by Martinez. Martinez tripped up. And now Montclair State's got it back. Aquino now. And we got a whistle. And we got a timeout called by Montclair State. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 1:20 left to go. 47-46. It's a 30-second timeout. Martinez was tripped up as she was trying to escape. And Montclair State has possession back. Mustang still within one, though. So even if Montclair State gets a two, it is a one-possession game. So 47-46 our score. 1:20 left to go. If the Mustangs are able to pull this one out, we will play on Friday in the NCAA tournament third round, Sweet 16. Time and location to be determined. If Montclair State wins, they will be playing here most likely on Friday. Quick 30-second timeout. Montclair State breaks the huddle. Mustangs about to do the same. 1:20 left to go in the second half. 47-46. Montclair State up by one. Kate Toby to inbound. Bender will guard the inbounds pass. Here it is. Kate Toby looking in now. Inbounds it to Aquino. 25 on the shot clock. 1:15 left to go in the game. So now here's Aquino on the perimeter. Kelly Honor. Now Aquino using a screen from Toby. Aquino brings it back to Toby. Toby, foul line, dribbling. Needs a double team inside to Bennett. Bennett fell down. Loose ball. Tarbert's got it. Tarbert passes to Bender. Under a minute to go. Mustangs are down one. 47-46. Bender brings it up. 53 seconds left in the game. Bender directing the offense. Bender to Kelly. Right in front of the Stephenson bench. 16 on the shot clock. Kelly, bounce pass to Tarbert. Tarbert, hook. It's going off the backboard. 48-47. 41 seconds left. Kate Toby brings it up. Melissa Toby setting a screen. 35 seconds left. There is a 12-second actually, differential between game clock and shot clock. 17 on the shot clock. Bennett to Melissa Toby. 25 left in the game. Now here's Aquino. Aquino battling. Kicks out in the corner. Bennett steps back. Open shot is good. 50-48. Mustangs down by two. 17 seconds left. And a timeout called by Coach Jackie Boswell. It will be a full timeout. 15.3 left to go in the second half. 50-48, Montclair State in front. Mustangs will have a chance to tie or win the game in the final possession. With 15.3 left, the shot clock is turned off. Sage Bennett, 40% from the field. She was left open. Montclair State was able to drag all of its offensive players to the near side of the court, leaving Sage Bennett in the far corner. 15.3 left to go. They actually called that a two by mistake. They called it a long two, 49-48. I thought it was a three. It is a long two. I don't know if that's what the officials are talking about now or if this is their normal timeout talk. So correction in the score. It is 49-48, says the scoreboard right now. Now, do we have live stats open? No, Sam Murray's busy right now. The score is 49-48, so Stevenson can even get two free throws. One point will tie the game. A free throw, but Stevenson wants to go for the win. 15 left in the game. 49-48. Can Stevenson pull off the upset and advance to the Sweet 16? They would do so on Montclair State's home court. So 15.3 left to go in the second half. 17 fouls for Stevenson, 6 for Montclair State. No one has a foul to give. And here's Martinez. Martinez trying to inbound it to someone. Martinez inbounds it to Bender with 13 left in the game. So Bender now will bring it up. Crossing half court. Bender to Kelly with 6. Kelly with 4. Kelly driving. Blocked. Deflected. Loose ball. 1 left. We got a whistle with 1/10 of a second. Timeout, Montclair State. They got possession at the end of that rebound. They will go to review to see how much time is left in the game. 1/10 of a second and a last second foul, actually. Or no, they actually called the timeout. Nope, they did call a foul on Stevenson. That is the 18th foul. Heartbreak. Mustangs down 49-48. They are going to talk to the scores table to see how much time is left. They will put, they're going to try to put 1.5 on the clock. The foul is on Stephanie Martinez. That was her first. No, they're going to put 1.5 seconds on the clock. That's what they're going to do. 1.5, that gives Stevenson some time. Montclair State would probably want to see if they can attempt to miss a free throw, perhaps, but to at least start the clock, but 1.5 is a little too long to play with in that regard, and they're only up one.
If they sink both and somehow Stevenson makes a three, that would only tie the game, not win the game for Stevenson. So now some discussion going on. Meanwhile, this is a 1-1, it should be noted as well. So, a miss, and Stevenson can grab the rebound and get probably 2 steps, and then would have to heave it probably 60 or 70 feet. So 1.5 left to go, 49-48, Montclair State up by one. We welcome you here for just joining us, a valiant effort by the Mustangs, somehow trying to get in front. They have 1.5 seconds left in the game. They find themselves down 49-48. Stevenson led by one at 2 points in this second half. They were down 12 at the half. They were down 17 in the game. They are down one here with 1.5 left to go. Cale Kelly shot off balance, didn't go. And now Montclair State will have free throws coming to them in the form of Kate Toby, who's a 68% free throw shooter. 1.5 left. Everyone standing here at Panzer Athletic Center. So now here's Toby. Front end of the 1-1. It is good. 50-48. Even another free throw is still a one-possession game, but the Mustangs would have to have some desperation here. They have, like I said, probably 2 steps after a catch and then a shot. So now here is Toby. Free throw is good. 51-48. Timeout coming by Stevenson. Coach Jackie Boswell will have Kaylee Guzak check into the game. They will try to put all shooters out on the court. 9 points for Kate Toby. And we have a timeout. It will be a 30-second timeout. Once again, both teams are playing for Friday and a Sweet 16 berth. The best Stevenson can do outside of a made three and a foul to go along with it, the best they can do is tie the game at this point. And that would send it into overtime, and that would be the first overtime game for both teams this season. So 1.5 left to go. 51-48, Montclair State up by three. Second whistle for both teams. They talk things over here. Stevenson trying to extend their season. They are down by one possession. Kayla Kelly is able to run the length of the floor because of the made free throw. Kelly to inbound. Kelly is blocked, and it will still be Martinez's ball, blocked out of bounds by Bennett. So Kelly was trying to inbound it. Let's see if they change the inbounder or not. It will still be Kayla Kelly. There's Martinez, Bender, Guzak, and Tarbert on the floor. And now they're going to discuss the time. And the time left is now on the scoreboard, 1.2 left on the clock. And let's see if they put any more time or if they adjust it lower. Let's see. 1.2 seconds right now on the game clock at the end of the second half. So now they will still keep it as 1.2, I think. Well, the officials, nope, they're going to keep it at 1.5. 1.5 still remain. Kelly can run the baseline. Kelly looking to inbound it deep. Inbounds it to a Montclair State player, and then a foul by Katie Sire. A foul on Katie Sire. Point, and is that the end of the game? Let's see. Are they going to put more time left on the clock? Clock shows zero. They're going to put, that was the third foul on Kaylee Guzak on the desperation foul after the pass was errant. It is very difficult on those long baseball passes to have accuracy, and that's what happened. So point two, they're going to say, left. And now the Mustangs really can't do anything outside of a miracle. And that could be put away with a made free throw, and it is by Katie Sire. 52-48, Montclair State has iced the game with 0.2 seconds left. 52-48. Here's the free throw. It's good. 53-48. Red Hawks up by five. Tarbert inbounds it to Bender. Heaves it. And that shot's not even going to count. And that's it. Montclair State advances to the Sweet 16. And Stevenson season is over at 24-4. They bow out in the second round. 53-48. Montclair State wins over Stevenson. When we return, we'll take a look at our final stats. We will also get a chance to recap the season in a moment. This is Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold you. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the thrill, just for the thrill, just for the love, just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for federal student aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at FAFSA.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
I am Old Bay.
I believe in 18 herbs and spices.
That putting on too much is impossible.
I love it on my eggs.
My popcorn.
Even on my ice cream.
And now I can love it at McDonald's.
McDonald's new Old Bay Filet-O-Fish sandwich. Made with wild-caught Alaskan pollock and Old Bay tartar sauce. Get two for just $4 every day. Just one more great value you'll find at McDonald's.
Old Bay on ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Limited time offer. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey, and a final here. Montclair State wins over Stevenson 53-48, and they advance to the NCAA Tournament third round, Sweet 16, and Stevenson's season is over at 24-4 on the year. Stevenson came up short in a second half comeback that saw them lead by one in two instances in the second half, but they could not hold on to that lead, and Montclair State able to secure a victory. They improved to 28-1 on the season, and they advance to the Sweet 16. We'll take a look at the final stats here. First, with Stevenson, and we're led again, as they have by so many times this season, by Sarah Tarbert, 19 points. Stephanie Martinez came up huge in a game in front of her family. A lot of them, 12 points. Ty Bender with 8. Kayla Yuzek with 5. Kayla Kelly, 2. Brittany Page with 2, for a total of 48 points for the Mustangs. In the rebounding category, Ty Bender, 8 rebounds. Along with 8 points, she was very close to a double-double in two areas. Sarah Tarbert, again, 19 points and 5 rebounds. Tarbert a little off her average in rebounds, but she was guarded very closely underneath the basket throughout the game. Cheryl Herman with 4, Kayla Kelly with 3, Kayla Yuzek with 2, Caitlin Roy with 2, Stephanie Martinez with 1, Brittany Page with 1 rebound. Assist-wise, Kaylee Guzak, Ty Bender had 4 assists, Kara Harmon with 2, Kayla Kelly with 1, Stephanie Martinez with 1, Brittany Page. And we're back here after the brief power outage. Sorry about that. We are back, and Kayla Kelly with 1 assist, 7. Having some power difficulties here. Ty Bender, 4 steals. Stephanie Martinez with 3. And then Sarah Tarbert with 4 steals as well. And the Mustangs had a plenty of steals to go around in the second half to try and win the game. Of course, for the Mustangs, they wrap up the season at 24-4. We go to Montclair State. They were led by several, including Melissa Toby. What else is new for her? Another double-double. She's got 17 double-doubles on the season. 18 points, 10 rebounds, 11 points for Janitza Aquino, 9 for Katie Toby, 9 for Sage Bennett, and 4 for Katie Sire, and 2 for Sabalos. Kayla Sabalos, that is. So 53 in all for Montclair State. 11 rebounds for Sire. 10 for Melissa Toby. We're the leaders in that category. Assist-wise, 2 assists apiece for Aquino and Sire. Turnovers, Katie Toby had 5 turnovers. Katie Sire had 5 turnovers as well. But steals, Melissa Toby had 7 steals in the game. However, only 2 in the second half. Her effect was much lessened in the second half. She was limited to 6 points after halftime. 3 steals for Katie Sire, the leaders in that category. And Montclair State wins 53-48. They improved to 28-1. Let's take a look at the team stats. Montclair State cooled off considerably, 46% for the field for the game. They were upwards of near 60% earlier in the game. Stevenson finishes at 36%. They had a horrid shooting first 10 minutes. Stevenson 4 of 12 from 3. Montclair State 10 of 14 from the line. Stevenson 4 of 8 from the line. Montclair State out-rebounded Stevenson 37 to 31. Stevenson had 10 offensive rebounds, though, in the game. Montclair State led for all but a minute and 43 seconds in the game. Stevenson, their last lead with 48-47 left. And Montclair State, their largest lead with 17 in the game. And assists-wise, Stevenson at 9 assists versus Montclair 7. How about this? Stevenson did their job in the defensive end, forcing 25 turnovers on the Red Hawks, but Stevenson had 20 turnovers themselves. Stevenson's bench outperformed Montclair State 14-2. Montclair State, all but 2 of their points, that was the wrong category. What I meant to say was 30 out of 53 points for Montclair State in the paint, 26 of 48 for Stevenson in the paint. And second chance points, Montclair State 6 versus Stevenson's 4. So we wrap up the end of the Mustang season. They are winners, or they are losers, 53-48 to Montclair State. And the Mustangs bow out in the NCAA tournament second round. However, many milestones of this season, we will talk about that in a moment. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit Stevenson.edu/alumni.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think
think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III?
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair, New Jersey, as we wrap up a Stevenson loss, 53-48. Montclair State wins in the NCAA tournament second round, and they advance to the Sweet 16. Rob Dawson back here on SFMSports.net, and we look back on the season for the Stevenson Mustangs. That was simply magnificent here, a 24-4 record for Stevenson. Remember, Jackie Boswell, in the 2012-2013 campaign, got 7 wins with the Mustangs team in 2013-2014, last season. That was kind of the step towards to see what the Mustangs' potential could be. They got to a 500 record. They got to their first postseason, going to the ECAC tournament and then losing to St. Vincent College. And then they come up with Sarah Tarbert, a transfer, and it changed the dynamic of the team. And Tarbert was simply magnificent for them, but so many other players were able to play themselves and not have to worry about taking the team on their back in any sort of way. And the final, 53-48, Montclair State wins over Stevenson in the NCAA tournament second round game here. And the Mustangs, the fact that they were able to get 24 wins, get to the NCAA tournament second round, and NCAA tournament second round, and the fact that they were able to have so many firsts, a team to get the best record in school history with 24-4 mark, most wins in a season in school history. Sarah Tarbert, one of the few players able in school history to get to 30 points in a game. Sarah Tarbert also set the single season record in scoring in points. Mustangs were undefeated at home court this season, just some of the many accomplishments by this team. Now, of course, the Mustangs are going to be losing quite a bit of star power come next season. Of course, this is the final game for Ty Bender, a senior who came from Burlington Community College after her sophomore season, and for the last two seasons has been the glue that's held this Mustangs team together on the court standpoint in point guard. She's averaged 8 points a game coming into this final game. She was the Commonwealth Conference Tourney MVP. They'll also lose Kiara Harmon, who has been through thick and thin with this team. They were there when the Mustangs weren't very good, and now in her senior year, part of an NCAA tournament team, she averages about 9 points a game, and Kayla Kelly also averages about 8 points a game. She had her breakout season last year. This year, a little bit of a different role on the team, and she will be bidding goodbye as well as several players who have kind of been the emotional glue and helping the newcomers like Sarah Tarbert and Cameron Ward and Iovani Grant get adjusted to the team and were such inspiration on the bench this year and in key situations. Players like P.J. Gunn, who was injury-riddled at points throughout the season and able to come through. Kaylee Guzek, who started the second half of the season mainly. She will leave too, and she averages 8 points a game and about a 40% field goal shooting percentage as well. You take a look at Sabrina Vajkovic, who played a ton earlier in her career, then was out completely 2 years ago, and then finally came back and played 12 games this year and averaged a point in the game, got a couple of key threes as well. They'll also bid goodbye to Kia Dawkins, a 6'1 senior center, played in 9 games this year, averaged a point a game, and they will also say goodbye to Abby DeFeo, who will also be back on the field playing softball, but she got a chance to play for 12 games this year. So the seniors being a part of their last game, P.J. Gunn, Kaylee Guzek, Sabrina Vajkovic, Kiara Harmon, Kayla Kelly, Abby DeFeo, Ty Bender, and Kia Dawkins, we thank them for all of their contributions and just being good people. I travel on the bus with them. It is a fun team to be around on the road games, and we will miss them. So the Mustangs will have to replace a lot of bodies. Sarah Tarbert is coming back for sure. Stephanie Martinez will be back for her senior year. Caitlin Roy will be back, and Brittany Page as well. Some of the core that will be back, and we'll be looking forward to Amani Sanders potentially getting more playing time at the point guard position. But obviously, you take a look at the Mustangs season, there's nothing really to sneeze at. At 24-4, they make the NCAA tournament for the first time in school history. They win a game in the NCAA tournament for the first time in school history. And then they took, and they don't number seeds in the NCAA tournament, but if you look at the bracket, this would be the 1-8 matchup in a region. And Stevenson took Montclair State down to the wire and led with a minute to go, under a minute to go, and almost pulled out the upset on Montclair State's home court. And that is quite an accomplishment to end this season nonetheless. Montclair State, meanwhile, wins the game, and they will play on Friday. We'll take a look at the bracket as Montclair State advances to the Sweet 16. They play the winner of Bowdoin and Ithaca, and right now it is a tight one in the second half. Bowdoin leads Ithaca 45-41. The winner will play on Friday, and some of the Stevenson parents are waiting for their players, and you hear some of the Montclair State parents waiting for their players too, and some of the parents give a cheer as their players emerge from the locker room. Jackie Boswell is meeting with the media right now. We will talk to her in after this broadcast is over. You can hear the post-game interview on GoMustangSports.com. We will say goodnight here, but before we do, we want to say thank you to everyone this season who helped on Stevenson University broadcast. Special thanks goes to our executive producer at SUTV for home games, Dave McHugh. Our producers, Joe Wamba and Ryan Goodrich. Joe Wamba on hand here on the road getting highlights, which you'll also see on GoMustangSports.com. And all of the student volunteers that were recognized on Saturday for all of their help making our television broadcasts pretty much, I'd say, the best in division. A little bit of homerism there, but we'll go with it because if you take a look at GoMustangSports.com and the media that they put up there, it is second to none, I think, across the country in Division III. Special thanks, of course, goes to our executive producer at SFMSports.net, Steve Clendenin, who has been so fantastic in helping us get on the air, especially from all of our road sites in particular. We thank him for his help and for arranging this relationship with Stevenson University. I also want to thank Sid Zweigbaum, who also substituted for me in a couple of games for women's basketball. Appreciate his help. And final special thanks to our color commentator at home is Dave Trumbo, who will not be able to travel with us on the road games. And Dave was simply great as well, a great partner to work with, and absolutely just a tremendous mind, a basketball mind, and able to bring very valuable information to the broadcast. Our final, 53-48. And actually, before we step aside, we are going to get a... Okay. So we are going to get a chance to talk with Coach Jackie Boswell here as we were about to sign off, but the media has broken. We'll give the mic over to Coach Jackie Boswell here joining us. We're here, this post-game interview brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. Coach, what can you say? This game was compelling to watch in the second half. You guys were right there to come and win the game, and obviously this is very emotional for the seniors. Just talk about this game.
Well, like I said in there, I mean, you know, I think we really held them to 49 points. The 53 only had to come when we were fouling. If you would have told me before this game started that our defense was only going to give up 49 points and we weren't going to be on top, I would have had a hard time believing you. The senior class has really set the tone for this program, and moving forward, I think everything's going to be really good. We've definitely set the tone.
Indeed, and even in the first half, down 12, you got the sense that you guys could make a run because of the defense. Even in the first half, Montclair State was making tough shots, and then it really turned on in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did have a lot of confidence that we'd be able to make that run, come back, and, you know, we did. I think we just fell up short. You know, having 2 days in a row to have to make those kind of runs, I couldn't be more proud of our girls. could have been very easy for them to say, hey, this was good enough, and let's just go home. And they definitely didn't say that. They didn't say this was good enough. They kept fighting, and I'm very proud of them for that. It's character that you can't teach.
In a program with 21-year history to make the NCAA tournament this year, in your fourth year of coaching and the fourth year of so many players that you've been with for so long, what does it mean to get there, win a game, and take a top seed to right down to the wire?
I mean, it means a lot, you know, but it's just the character of this team and, you know, everything that they've done, and it definitely means a lot. I hope the school is very proud of us, and, you know, we didn't stop working for 1 second. This whole season, we didn't stop working.
Absolutely. It showed in a very consistent effort for 28 games and 24-4 record. Coach Boswell, thank you so much all season for coming up, talking to us, win or lose. We appreciate it.
Thank you for supporting us. I appreciate it.
All right. Coach Jackie Boswell here on SFMSports.net, the postgame show brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. We will say goodnight here from Montclair, New Jersey. This is the final broadcast of the season. The final Montclair State wins 53-48, advances to the Sweet 16. Mustangs run ends in the NCAA tournament second round. We will talk to you again in November 2015, and we hope you can join us after the long offseason. When we return, it will be November 2015, and be sure to go to GoMustangSports.com for all of the spring sports action, as well as men's basketball trying to go for an ECAC title as their game is going on against Hood. Our final 53-48, Montclair State wins by 5. For Dave Trumbo, for Steve Flendenen, for Sid Zweibaum, for Dave McHugh, Joe Wamba, Ryan Goodrich, and our entire staff at SUTV and SFMSports.net. I'm Rob Dawson. Have a good offseason. We will see you in November 2015. Good night from Montclair.
This has been a presentation of Stevenson University Mustangs basketball from SFMSports.net. This multimedia broadcast was powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stevenson University. Get game recaps and more at GoMustangSports.com, the official home of Stevenson University Athletics.